As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Tara's Dragon.
I'm Patrick Claybon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Free agency frenzy has begun, and plenty of moves were reported by NFL Network insiders on day one. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, who will be released by the Dolphins, is signing with the Falcons to a one-year minimum deal. Taking Tua's place in Miami is quarterback Malik Willis. He is signing a three-year deal that could be worth up to $67.5 million, with $45 million guaranteed. Elsewhere, wide receiver Mike Evans is leaving the Bucs after 12 seasons and will sign with the 49ers on a three-year contract. Plus, the Colts are re-signing wide receiver Alec Pierce to a four-year, $114 million deal with $84 million in guarantees. And the Chiefs are signing running back Kenneth Walker III to a three-year deal that could be worth up to $45 million with $28.7 million guaranteed, while tight end Travis Kelce is returning for his 14th season. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your knowledge to work on the events that matter to you. Prediction Markets isn't just sports. It's the Fed rate decision, your favorite award show, and so much more beyond the playing field. Trade events with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokes.
Winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council to consider sewer rate increases. Fatal traffic collision involving motorcycle in North County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Atascadero City Council will be meeting tonight to discuss an increase to the city's sewer service charge rate. Sewer rates increases in the city are slowly being phased in due to rising costs of treatment as well as the replacement of the city's wastewater treatment plant. Current systems in Atascadero are no longer in compliance with state regulations. The city will need to construct a new secondary treatment system, modernize its plant, and provide significant upgrades to its wastewater collection system. A wastewater rate study recommends annual increase of about 18.5% over the course of several years to fund the region, design operations, and maintenance and emergency work in a new collection system. Current sewer charges are $57.06 per month for a single-family residence. The next proposed increase is for an additional $10.54. The city must follow the Prop 218 majority protest process to impose these fees. If approved, the city anticipates they will conduct a public hearing for the new rates in May. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. CHP for the Templeton area announced they'll be conducting pedestrian safety operations in the communities of San Miguel and Templeton on March 11th. Officers will focus on motorists who fail to yield the right-of-way or who take unsafe and illegal actions, CHP says. Pedestrian-involved crashes in California continue to be a major concern, and the public awareness and enforcement program's purpose is to educate and encourage members of the community to maintain safe practices. Drivers stopped during the safety operation may be issued warnings or citations. Fatal traffic collision involving motorcycle in North County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. CHP has released information of a fatal traffic collision involving a motorcycle that took place on March 8th at about 9:30 p.m., CHP says they determined a 47-year-old Visalia resident, Russell Palomino, was riding his 2024 Harley-Davidson eastbound on the 46 at a high rate of speed east of Geneseo Road. A 24-year-old Shannon male, Antonio Hernandez, was driving a 2019 Toyota Corolla on the eastbound 46 as well in the number 2 lane ahead of the motorcycle. CHP says the motorcycle struck the rear of the Toyota, ejecting Mr. Palomino, who sustained fatal injuries. The Toyota traveled out of control across the westbound traffic lanes of the 46, coming to rest on the westbound right shoulder. None of the four occupants sustained any injuries. The crash is pending investigations from CHP, and it is unknown if drugs and/or alcohol were a factor. The California Mid-State Fair has proudly announced that Old Dominion will perform at the fair Wednesday, July 15th, as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series. Openers are Dasha and Annie Bosco. Old Dominion is an 8-time winner of Country Music Group of the Year, with electrifying shows that have put the multi-platinum selling band prominently at the forefront of country music. Since breaking into the music scene, they have earned 9 number one singles at country radio, surpassed 6 billion on-demand streams, and earned a dozen RIAA platinum and gold single certifications. Tickets for the concert go on sale this Friday, March 13th, online only at midstatefair.com. The Paso Robles City Council voted unanimously to advance to the next phase of the city's Spaceport and Technology Corridor initiative. This came from the March 4th council meeting with the Airport Commission to discuss the next steps in obtaining a spaceport license, as well as an evaluation of the project's readiness. City staff anticipate releasing the request for proposals in the near future for the city council to approve. Students from Pat Butler Elementary will take to the stage this week for a magical production of Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Showtimes are March 12th and the 13th at 6 p.m. This production will feature 67 students from Pat Butler Elementary with lively songs, colorful costumes, energetic dance routines, and Charlie Bucket's whimsical adventure through Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Christina Tavares, Paso Robles School District theater coach, said this production is about building confidence, teamwork, and creativity. Tickets are $10 each, and the performance will be held at Pat Butler Elementary. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, The Clippers beat the Knicks 126-118. The Jazz over the Warriors 119-116. The Thunder beat the Nuggets 129-126. The Nets over the Grizzlies 126-115. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Timberwolves. The Kings will go against the Pacers. The Warriors will face the Bulls. The Hornets will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, Representative Kevin Kiley of California said that he is dropping his Republican Party affiliation this election and will instead run for re-election as an independent. Kiley's district has been redrawn from Prop 50 and has chosen to run as an independent in a now Democrat-leading district. Despite not being in classrooms during COVID-19, research suggests that today's youngest school children are still lagging behind pre-pandemic scores for math and reading. Although pandemic effects on children in school at the time are more well-known and documented, this new research into children just entering their school years suggests broader shifts may also be at play. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farmers who've already invested in irrigation automation systems like with Netafim or Wisecon can now potentially pay those technologies off faster. This program, which is currently available with PG&E and Southern California Edison service areas, is planning to expand to other states in 2026. Yield Energy is an energy management company partnering with ag tech providers to help farmers earn more money from their existing equipment. CEO Tyler Nuss, a vegetable grower from Northern California, explains how the integration works.
And what we're doing and expanding right now is our ecosystem of ag tech partners. So integrating our software platform where we connect to the utility, and then our platform connects to on-farm ag tech automation, right? So we partner with the likes of Netafim and Wisecon. And so where customers already have controls of their pumps, we can tap into those via a software integration so that they can participate without having to, you know, go off and manually turn off a pump, for example.
The partnership can really change the ROI calculation for farmers considering these systems. Again, that's Tyler Nuss of Yield Energy.
Hi, this is Jim Felton of Felton Angus here in Racetrack, Montana. I'm inviting everyone to attend our 53rd annual production sale March 13th at the ranch. If you're looking for bulls that are long, thick, growthy, pap testing, or good-footed country cover and rascal, we would like to talk to you. We offer free nationwide delivery and $500 bull bucks to anyone making a purchase. Check us out at feltonangus.com or give us a call at 406-220-1177, and the sale will be broadcast live on Superior and DV Auction.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th, the California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale Friday, March 13th, 10 a.m., midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Improving pumping efficiency can significantly cut irrigation energy costs, Charles Burt, professor emeritus at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, said in a recent AgAlert article. Burt said pumps often operate inefficiently due to wear or mismatched flow and pressure conditions. Cleaning wells and reducing drawdown can lower total pressure requirements and energy use per acre foot pumped. In new drip systems, reducing discharge pressure from 45 to 45 pounds per square inch to about 25 PSI can cut booster pump power costs nearly in half. However, in existing systems, pressure reductions won't save energy unless the pump matches the new requirements. Variable frequency drives can improve control, but should meet high efficiency standards. Farmers should always maintain adequate pressure to protect irrigation uniformity and crop performance. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds early this morning, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday, mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Low 80s Thursday, Friday and Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday, 89 a week from today. Currently it is 48 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There is a surprising upbeat reading on the housing market for February. Existing home sales rose 1.7%. The pace of home sales last month was below a year ago, down 1.4% from last February, but recovered from January, which posted the biggest decline in nearly 4 years. Mortgage rates slipped below 6% last month. Stocks have been trading mixed to lower. Oil prices remain off yesterday's highs. AAA says today's average for a gallon of regular gas is up to $3.53. Interest rates on U.S. Treasuries stabilized, though above levels from before the Iran conflict, the 10-year yield at 4.1%. Kohl's sales declined in the recent quarter, but it says it was impacted by winter storms. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case, bear in my hair.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Red Scooter Deli, they've been serving you fresh food for over 16 years, and they have a nice new patio seating. And also, don't forget, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or in person. They're at 711 6th Street across from, well, right next to the pet department, and of course, they're in downtown as well. They got tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com or simply call 805-237-1780, and they're open daily 6:30 to 4.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. When we were last together, we started examining one of the major events that led up to the Old K Corral Shootout. Today we're going to continue this story. On March 15, 1881, the Benson Tombstone stage was held up. The stage driver and a passenger were killed. It was little different than most other stage robberies, but the events that followed made it special. Two posses took out after the robbers. Sheriff Behan led one. The other was led by Wyatt Earp. Behan's posse caught one of the robbers, but he escaped shortly after being put in jail. Wyatt very much wanted to catch the robbers so he could use it as an aid in running against Sheriff Behan. But after a 7-day chase, he and his posse returned to Tombstone empty-handed. Then things in Tombstone became more complicated. Big Nose Kate, Doc Holliday's girlfriend, implicated Doc in the stagecoach robbery. Doc was arrested and later released on a $5,000 bail. Everyone was saying, if Doc Holliday was involved, why not Wyatt as well? Although Doc's involvement was never proved, the damage was done. Still wanting to capture the outlaws, Wyatt secretly talked to Ike Clanton about who was involved. Wyatt said he would give Ike the $3,000 reward, but the three men were killed in unrelated criminal activities before Wyatt could get to them. Then word started circulating that Ike Clanton had become a Judas, and Ike was sure Wyatt had put out the word. So Ike began telling everyone that Wyatt was lying, and Ike called on his friends Billy Clanton, Billy Claiborne, Frank, and Tom McClary to support him in his contention. Now that sides have been chosen and lines drawn in the sand, the shootout at the OK Corral was inevitable. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. CHP has released information of a fatal traffic collision involving a motorcycle that took place on March 8th east of Janiceo Road on Highway 46. 47-year-old Russell Palomino was riding his Harley Davidson on the 46 at a high rate of speed, and he collided with the rear of another driver on the 46. He was ejected from his motorcycle and suffered fatal injuries. The Pasquarville City Council voted unanimously to advance to the next phase of the city's Spaceport and Technology Corridor initiative. City Council says work completed to the date provides a strong foundation for advancing the project. Staff anticipate releasing the request for proposals in the near future for City Council approval. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. is keeping the pressure on the Islamic Republic.
The most fighters, the most bombers, the most strikes. Intelligence more refined and better than ever.
On the flip side,
the last 24 hours have seen Iran fire the lowest number of missiles they've been capable of firing.
America's top general, Joint Chiefs Chair Dan Kane.
This is gritty and tireless work, and I cannot begin to explain how incredibly proud I am of the extraordinary courage, tenacity, and grit and professionalism within the joint force.
This during a Pentagon briefing earlier today. Existing home sales bouncing back in February, buyers cashing in on easing mortgage rates and more properties on the market. America's listening to Fox News.
Things are growing, and Blakes Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blakes for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blakes. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Some clouds hanging around still, but don't worry. Later on, we'll have plenty of sunshine, low 70s. Clear to partly cloudy tonight and overnight, lows near 40. Clouds early, then some more sunshine on your Wednesday with highs expected in the mid-70s. Thursday, sunshine, low 80s. Low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid-80s Sunday. Monday and Tuesday of next week, sunny, upper 80s. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down, 7:21 a.m., 7:06 p.m. We are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, Eric's in for Mr. Barry this afternoon, and a gentleman that's running for supervisor. And even if it's not our district, it's still important that, depending on what side of the fence you're on, that certain people get elected. You'll find out more about Michael Aaron Woody this afternoon with Eric and you. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there for you. 805-466-6188. All right. On the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him, say sweet lovely things to him and tell him.
All righty. Remember, you can change at any time. Let's see here. Instead of a school bond, shut down the community school. Well, that may be coming anyway if we continue to lose, according to a story that came out, that half of teachers in California are considering retiring within the next 10 years. Now, that is partially tied into their age. Because many of them, I forget what the exact number was, but the average age of a California teacher is 45.5, so within 10 years. But the other side, because we brought this up earlier this morning, is that there are many jobs in this country that there is a shortage, and one of them is teachers, the other is healthcare. And skilled trades, such as electricians and plumbers and so forth. And so you have two pretty key things, healthcare and education. They people aren't interested in it anymore. But one of the things that I find somewhat comical on the teachers is of this, the moral decline and the frustration. Now, it's not addressed here directly in this article, but I can't help but wonder is, and I've said this for years, when you vote in people that make it more difficult to do your job, even though you think that it's benefiting you, you get what you deserve. The discipline that is allowed, you can't do this to students, you can't do that, they can tell you F you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, it is not enough money, so they say. But as I mentioned the other day, that California or the United States ranks third of all developed nations in the country of what we put into education. And in the other cases, those countries are getting their money's worth out back. At least in California, we're not. That's evident. And no need to, there is maybe a need to remind. The students about American history and our government, and only 13% of high school students meet national standards in U.S. history. How about that? And only 22% meet standards in U.S. civics. Well, that's bad, but here's the other part of it. Only 33% of adult Americans can pass the citizenship test that is required for an immigrant to become an American. Now, here in our own school district, I mentioned this last week, but again, a reminder that 0% of seventh grade English learners, that's where their tests are, 0%. 0% of 8th grade English learners not reclassified meet standards and 0% meet standards in math. 0% of 11th grade English learners meet standards in the English learner program, and that's standards in math as well. That's not 10%, 5%, or anything. That's 0%. So, there you be. Okay, so, this came up because I got an email from somebody, and it says here that Americans are fed up with the tipping culture. Now, we've brought this up before. However, it's a survey now across the United States. And according to this, Americans are so fed up to the tune that 9 in 10 say it's completely out of control. Okay? That's according to this here. And I don't know, each of you, what your standards are for tipping. Sometimes you tip more when you get real good service, or what the heck, you're in one of those moods. I don't know. Or I know in a couple of cases that maybe some people will tip more because they used to do that when they were putting themselves through school, whether it was high school or college. 83%. Okay, so this is different than the 9 to 10. Oh, the 83% of Americans say automatic service charges should be banned. Chris, have you ever come across the automatic charge?
Usually just when purchasing things like tickets, but...
Okay, yeah, those. You get a... What's it?
A service charge or a service fee, yeah.
Yeah, the ticket costs $100. You got to pay $25 for a service fee.
Right.
Okay, and what service did they provide because you did everything online?
You know, I'm not certain, so... But I've never come across a service fee when I'm purchasing food.
Okay. I went through that on... I was trying to get tickets for an oldies concert out at Vina Robles. It's a couple of years ago. Really wanted to go to it. And it came across the service fee, and it was more than $25. And I looked at that, and I said, well... What service are they providing? You go to the site. They tell you to, you know, for tickets, go to this site. All right, so you go to that site. And then, all right, well, the tickets, you pick out your seats. Okay, I want to be in there, that row, those two seats, et cetera, et cetera. And then you go to checkout, and then you see this service fee. And I said, what the heck? I didn't know. And there were some other things that happened on the website that were goofy and it timed out. And they wanted, I don't know, the text. Anyway, so I never bought them, but I shouldn't say I wouldn't, because I probably, if I really wanted to go something and if it wasn't that hassle, I might pay the service fee. But I have to laugh. What is it? If I'm going online and doing it, I'm not talking with anybody. They're not sending me anything. Because, you know, most of the tickets now, Chris, right, they're on your app.
Or an app, but yes.
Yeah.
On an app or through email, something like that.
Right. So, and you just, you have your phone there and you go to, you know, whatever the, where the venue is, and you show it to them, and it's no longer in your pocket. No longer in your pocket. So what is the service fee? I have no idea what it is. Anyway, so people are fed up with these automatic charges at the when you go to a restaurant, and survey think that Americans think that businesses are replacing employee salaries with customer tips. And again, 83% of Americans support banning automatic service fees. And to some, these mandatory service fees are seen as a way to fairly compensate workers serving large parties, which, okay, yeah, if you have a large party, that's it. But how many of us go to those, dinner when there's, you know, 10 or 12 people? That's, you know, a little bit more. But usually they have a couple of servers doing that as well. And so people are just saying that the tips have gone beyond traditional establishments. We mentioned that last week because we got a not last week, but just last hour. That is the example that somebody sent me at Carl's Jr. That's a tip jar, but that's different from mandatory. You can decide whether you want to use the tip jar or not.
Now at these establishments, I guess there's automatic what you have to pay. Some restaurants are eliminating tipping altogether. So I guess that means that you're going to pay a fee at the end of your bill, no matter what. Now, I guess to some, says there is no incentive for the servers to give extra good service if there's an automatic charge. I would agree with that. Okay. Is that there are some people that just hustle better. Now, I don't know how this works. Chris, do you? If there's a, you know, whatever restaurant it is, and they have this automatic that you tip at the end of the meal, you know, it's automatically charged, whatever, it's 15 or 20%. Does that mean that everybody working that night shares in with that same 20%?
You know, I'm not certain how the how they divvy it up. I always assumed that it was based on whoever it was that was serving you at the time, but, you know, what do I know?
Yeah, I don't know that either, because if it's what I may be mistakenly thinking that, okay, so at the end of the night, we served, I don't know how many people, and all that 20% from all the people that we charged, then we're going to divide it up evenly among the other workers. Well, I don't think that's right. I mean, there are just some people, you know, particularly waiters or waitress or busboys, that are better than the other. And they hustle a little bit more. And they give better service.
See, what I also think as well, I might be misremembering, but on your receipt for a restaurant, it says who your waiter or server was, right?
Yeah, you may be right.
I think so. But assuming that's correct, that's why I just assumed, you know, whoever is on that receipt is the one that gets the tip that you wrote down on that receipt.
Okay, maybe that's the case. Maybe that is the case. All right, well, then I guess that would kind of be okay, wouldn't it?
That's what I would assume, if I'm remembering correctly. Either way, I don't remember the last time I at a receipt in a restaurant in detail.
Well, wait a minute. But if you're okay, let me take back what I said. That may be okay. If it is, no matter who it is, if it's all the same. In other words, you go into this restaurant, and at the end of it, no matter who your server was, it's 20. Again, I'm just using 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the person was bad. Now, okay, so that makes no sense to me at all.
I mean, fair enough. I haven't run into a restaurant that does an automatic tip quite yet, though.
Well, when they stop, you know, as we gradually stop accepting money, that'll probably happen. Let's see. I once tried to pull because I got really bad service at this place, and fortunate for the waiter or the waitress, my wife was with me, because I was going to leave a penny as a tip. She was terrible. However, my wife was a waitress, so she did not allow that to happen. Although there was a time where I pulled the money off the table. After the guy, when I went up, I left the tip, and then I went up to, this was in Kentucky, I went up to pay, and the guy, I was the only one up at the counter, and not like it was busy, and he's on the restaurant, on the phone, talking to somebody about what they're going to be doing after work, and I'm standing there for a couple of minutes. He's not paying attention to me. And he also was the waiter. It was one of those type of places anyway. So I went back to the table and I took the money off and paid my bill and left. I guess you can do that if you know your chances of seeing that person again in your life is slim. But anyway, people that think tipping is out of control. Let's see here on the email, tips. If there's a tip jar at Carl's Jr., I'll drop a little note that says, have a nice day. I won't even bother with that, because you don't have to tip. You don't have to. You don't have to do that. So, if no money goes in, maybe they'll get the message. I don't know. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. On this tipping issue.
Uh-huh.
I've heard one of the main reasons business put out tip jars is for customers that don't want to deal with their pocket change that they get back.
Run that by me again, sir.
Well, they have a tip jar by the counter. It's for customers that don't like dealing with their pocket change when they hand them paper and they get pocket change and they come. Customers don't want to deal with it, so they just dump it in the tip jar for some reason.
Well, I'm glad all those people that go to Carl's Jr. and put that money into the tip jars are extremely rich people, because that money adds up over the course of time.
Yes, it does. It'd be much better to take it home and throw it in your own tip jar.
That's what I do. I have, I didn't do it this last year, but generally once a year, I take all that money from, you know, you have in your car or whatever, and I roll it up, and I get a nice little chunk of change, so to speak.
A little extra savings for you.
Well, spending money.
A good example.
Huh?
Thank you for being a good example.
Yeah. Well, I pick up money on the street when I see it.
Yeah, that's good. It's your background. Are you raised? And yeah.
Well, I'm cheap, yes.
Penny saved is a penny earned.
Like
that.
I agree with that.
But we'd rather do pick up nickels and dimes too, but that's...
I pick them all up.
What there is.
I pick them all up because, as I stated in the beginning, it adds up. I mean, I've gotten as much as $120 going to the bank after, put them in all the rolls. So if you think about that and people want to do, and again, it's their choice, they can do that, but I'd rather have the $120.
For yourself to do something with.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I got another call before we call it a day. Thank you for yours. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. My only problem with tipping is if you eat at a good restaurant anywhere, it doesn't have to be an expensive one. The waiter does the exact same amount as if you went to the Moulin Rouge. But you're supposed to base your tip on the price of your meal. It doesn't affect the service at all that I can see. And you're supposed to be tipping for the service. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
if someone does a really, really good job, I mean, you could go to, I won't say Denny's or anything, but to Joe's or anywhere around here that you might want to go and get something to eat. They might do an absolutely wonderful job of serving you, keeping your coffee cups full and stuff like that. But if you spend $25 for breakfast, they get 10% or 20% or whatever you want to get them. But if you went with 14 people, well, that's not a fair example. Let's say you went to the Moulin Rouge for breakfast. Instead of $25, it cost you $125. But they don't do any more than you might have got it at Joe's. You know, you go to the, I've never seen, and I do, I tip, I do what I'm supposed to do, but I've never really seen the parity in that.
Have you under-tipped based on the total amount?
Not very often. Sometimes I do if you got to wait forever to get a glass of water or get your cup of coffee refilled. I'll maybe go the minimum, maybe give 15% instead of 20 or something like that. Hmm. But I'm usually a pretty fair tipper because I've never understood, speaking of wages, I can never understand why fast food people get $20 an hour, but the minimum wage in the state of California is $16.50.
I don't know, but that has not helped a lot of people. A lot of jobs have been lost. We're out of time. Got to go. Thank you.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The California Mid-State Fair has proudly announced that Old Dominion will perform at the fair on Wednesday, July 15th, as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, March 13th at 10 a.m., online only at midstatefair.com. CHP for the Templeton area announced they'll be conducting pedestrian safety operations in the communities of San Miguel and Templeton on March 11th. Officers will focus on motorists who fail to yield the right-of-way or who take unsafe and illegal actions. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, sound off. Eric's in for Barry, and he'll have on the supervisorial candidate, Michael Aaron Woody. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.